Next item are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Mr. Roman, members of the commission.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have 10, what we refer to as page two items on the agenda today. Those are projects over $50,000 in value that have been subjected to a public interest review. We have received no objections and staff has recommended approval. And I'll read each item for the record. Item 2A, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science requests authorization to construct 8 riprap breakwaters, a 116-foot-long riprap jetty extension, a 105-foot-long riprap spur with 60 linear feet of flank protection, 95 linear feet of riprap revetment, and to place 10,000 cubic yards of sand material landward of the structures as beach nourishment along their shoreline situated along the York River on both sides of Gloucester Point in Gloucester County. Item 2B, Stafford County, is requesting authorization to modify an existing permit to construct an open pile supported footbridge over Austin Run instead of a clear span bridge as proposed. The new bridge will also be shifted to the east by 300 feet. And this is associated with the Government Island Historical Trail Improvement Project in Stafford County. Item 2C, Prince William County Department of Transportation is requesting authorization to impact 117 linear feet of Cowles Branch by installing 4 additional box culverts, and this is associated with the Route 1 widening project in Prince William County. Item 2D, Lynchburg Department of Utilities is requesting authorization to install approximately 5,950 linear feet of riprap bank stabilization along selected portions of the southwest bank of the James River between Pigeon Creek and the terminus of Deering Street in the city of Lynchburg. Item 2E, the Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to install approximately 136 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkheading extending 2 to 4.4 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead and to remove a deteriorated wharf and replace it within the same approximate footprint with a new open pile wharf structure composed of concrete deck supported on concrete pilings at berth 15 at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. Item 2F, the city of Portsmouth is requesting authorization to install triple 5-foot wide by 4-foot high by 150-foot long box culverts with wing walls and riprap apron at the upstream inlet to replace a failing open bottom metal arch culvert which crosses beneath a parking lot off Portsmouth Boulevard in the city of Portsmouth. The culvert, in this case, the culvert conveys upland drainages and tidal flow from Baines Creek. Item 2G, the Living River Restoration Trust is requesting authorization to dredge a maximum of 20,000 cubic yards of PAH contaminated sediment from the southern branch of the Elizabeth River adjacent to the Hess Corporation property at Money Point in Chesapeake. The material will be removed mechanically with a steel dredge bucket within a turbidity curtain and oil boom and transported by sealed barges to an approved upland site for upland disposal. The entire 3.6 acres of Sebacuous area will be covered with up to 24 inches of clean sand material after the dredging as part of ongoing sediment remediation and a habitat restoration project. In this case, we're recommending our standard dredging conditions and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $4,000 for the dredging of state-owned Sebacuous bottom at the minimum allowable rate of 20 cents per cubic yard. Item 2H, Northrop Grumman Shipbuilding Incorporated is requesting authorization to install additional horizontal timbers, vertical timber spacers, and connectors supported by additional pilings at 4 locations on the south side of Pier 6 to allow sufficient berthing space for submarines adjacent to their property situated along the James River in Newport News. Item 2I, Lindera LLC is requesting authorization to restore approximately 1,314 linear feet of Bowling Branch and an unnamed tributary through the installation of cross veins, J-hooks, and riffles and install a 16-foot by 34-foot timber bridge over Bowling Branch as part of the Bowling Branch Mitigation Bank in Fauquier County. In this case, staff recommends a royalty in the amount of $544 for the encroachment of the bridge over 544 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. And lastly, item 2J, Sims Metal Management, requests authorization to maintenance dredge by clamshell method approximately 45,000 cubic yards of bottom material and an additional 10,000 cubic yards on an annual as-needed basis to restore and maintain depths within their existing mooring basin of minus 15 feet at mean low water, which would include a 1 foot overdredge tolerance. And this is at their commercial property situated along the James River in the city of Richmond. In this case, we're recommending our standard dredge conditions and an in-stream work time of year restriction of February 15th through June 30th to protect anadromous fish. We'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson from members of the commission? Mr. Fox.
Are there any fees on the last one, the Sims Metal?
That's maintenance dredging entirely, so there would be no fee.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tony, item 2G, the Living River Restoration Trust, is that associated with a project that we previously approved at that site, or is this the first
one? To be honest with you, I know there's ongoing different remediation and restoration projects in the river, but I'll ask engineers if they have any comment relative to that project.
I could just add.
Can you come up here for the record? State your name, please, for the record, and answer the question, please, sir.
Jay Woodward, staff to the Habitat Division. This is phase two of projected three-phase restoration project. The commission previously authorized a small amount of dredging, which also included some marsh creation on subtitle state-owned bottom and oyster reef channelward of the marsh creation. In this case, it's just sediment removal and a cap of clean sediment material just to the north of the previous site.
Follow up? Thank you, Jay. Further questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the matters that have just been discussed before the commission? There being none, the matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move approval of the page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.